मैडम ये ओल्ड सी वाली थी।
And in that, you know, the whole deity is Garbhodaksai Vishnu. Brahmaji is there and some demons are attacking from that side, and from Anantashe's mouth, you know, fire is coming and the demons are, you know, running away. You know, that whole thing is, the whole deity is like, you know, huge deity. Black, you might have seen South Indian deities, no? Very beautiful, you know, that whole thing is there. Huge deity, and from the mouth of Anantasesh, that fire comes and drives away the demons. Some pastime, you know. That's Tala Puran, if you go, you know, it's mentioned. And all these pastimes, na, of all these Divyadeshams, they are there in the prominent Puranas. Brahmanda Puran, Vishnu Puran. Particular pastime is there, and the mention about the temple is there, about the deity is there. Very wonderful. I cannot satisfy your curiosity. I am not capable of satisfying your curiosity.
Upper portion is mostly pari. This portion is perfect.
Okay, this is again Be More Me Malini, you see.
The views of the Mala. And Mace is showing this photo also.
Here. Top view, the camera. Top view.
Yeah. Correct.
What's the order?
Okay, this is which pastime?
Vishma.
Okay, what, without looking at the verse, just tell me in this picture what portion of the Lord's body is more prominent?
Face. Yes. Face.
Nabi. You see? This talks about Nabi. Actually, the photos that Gaurang Darshan Prabhu has chosen is such that each verse talks about a particular limb. And he has chosen the photos also in such a way that in that photo, that limb looks little very prominent actually. Here, you see, Nabi is quite prominent here. In other photos, Nabi is not so visible. See this picture. Generally, the Nabi portion is not so prominently. And you see here, which portion of the Lord is very prominent? Unusually, thighs of the Lord. So many hands, and you see the thighs are very prominently visible here. And in this chest, dekhe bata raha hai, vakshasthal, okay. And here. Arms, you see? Achha, ekdam ajanu lambita bujau. The hands are very prominently visible. Now, which of the astras that he is holding, which is most prominent? Chakra to dikhi nahi raha. It's conspicuous by its absence, I think. Gada is most prominent.
Earlier photo, Gada was very small.
Hand was big. Now you see, Gada is big. Kamodakim. Here it's too small.
This is symbol type.
Like that.
It's more prominent.
Eyes. So this talks about eyes. Again, eyes. Smile. Okay. Hare Krishna. Okay. So let's come back to Brahmaji's creation. Okay. 6:45. Let's see. How much time do we have?
7:15.
2 minutes per verse. You are asking me what's our aim?
Mera dressing hai iske liye.
Start 11th tomorrow. Okay.
10th rose is the last part. Huh? Something like that. Do the first part
there tomorrow. First part? Matlab first part skip kar do.
Tomorrow it can
be. Acha. 1 hour. 1 hour we'll try to, or 1 hour whatever we complete, we complete. Okay, let's continue. Vidur. Huh?
Question for the test.
Oh, after this, na?
That void.
Okay. Vidura uvacha antarhite bhagavati brahmaloka pitamahah prajasasarja katida daihi kirmana sir vibhu. So Vidura is asking the question to Maitreya. O Vibhu, great sage Maitreya, Katida Prajaha Brahma Loka Pitamaha Sasarja. Katida, what kind of Praja did Brahma, who is the Loka Pitamaha, who is the grandfather of planetary inhabitants, Sasarja, what kind of Prajas did he create? Daihikir, from his own body, Manasihi, from his mind, Antarhite Bhavati. After the Supreme Lord left, what kind of prajas did a Brahmaji create from his mind and body? Yechame Bhagavan Prishtas Tvai Artha Bahuvittama Tanvadaswana Purvena Chindina Sarvasamshayan. Bhagavan Bahuvittama, O greatly learned master, Vadasva, please speak. Tan Yeme Prishtaha, all that I have inquired from you, Anupurvyena, from the beginning to end. Chindi Naha Sarva Samshayan, please remove all my doubts. So Prabhupada writes, Vidura asked all relevant questions to Maitreya because he knew well that Maitreya was the right person to reply to all the points of his inquiries. One must be confident about the qualifications of his teacher. One should not approach a layman for replies to specific spiritual inquiries. Such inquiries, when replied to with imaginative answers by the teacher, are a program for wasting time. Very wonderful sentence. Such inquiries, when replied to with imaginative answers by the teacher, are a program for wasting time. If you don't know, you don't know. No imagination. Suta uvacha evam sanchoditastena kshatra kaushara vir munihi prita pratyahatan prashnan kritistanata bhargava. O Shaunaka, Bhargava, apparently he was the son of Bhargava. Kausharavihi Munihi, the sage Maitreya, evam kshatra samchoditaha, thus being inspired by Vidura, Pritaha, being pleased, ata tan prashnan pratyaha, he started responding to those questions. Hridistan, which he had kept in his heart. Hridistan. So Srila Vishnu Jagadakur writes, kept in his heart means that he did not forget the questions. Bahut kuch questions pooch liya unhone. He did not forget the questions. He had the questions in his heart and he started answering them. That is it? Yeah, yeah, go ahead, go ahead. So Prabhupada writes it in the very next purport. So your inquiry is very appropriate. Because Prabhupada is addressing the same inquiry in his purport. Yes, Prabhupada?
This statement after reading Vidura's intention, I was thinking like that only. He is saying, please remove all my doubts. Means not just question which I asked just now, but earlier also I gave so much list of questions.
All my doubts. So here Prabhupada writes in the purport, the phrase Suta Uvacha appears to indicate a break in the discourse between Maharaj Parikshit and Shukadeva Goswami. While Shukadeva Goswami was speaking to Parikshit Maharaj, Suta Goswami was only one member of a large audience, but Suta Goswami was speaking to the sages of Naimisharanya headed by the sage Shaunaka, a descendant of Shukadeva Goswami. This, however, does not make any substantial difference in the topics under discussion.
Maitreya Vacha Virincho Pitata Chakre Divyam Varshashatam Tapaha Atmanyatmanam Aveshya Yataha Bhagavan Ajaha Brahma Virinchaha Shiva Virinchinutam. Virinchi is Brahma. Tata Chakre Tapaha, thus engaged in meditation, Divyam Varsha Shatam, because the first thing that Supreme Lord told was Tapas Yata Purvam, as before continue with your tapasya, he said. So for again Divyam Varsha Shatam, 100 celestial years he performed tapasya, Yata Aha Bhagavan Ajaha, as it was advised by the unborn Lord. Oh, acha. 1000, this time concession, 100 years, 100 celestial years. Maybe, I don't know.
Such inquiries when replied to with imaginative answers by the teacher are a program of wisdom. Thank you, Prabhupada. Okay, so Brahma thus engaged in meditation for 100 celestial years as advised by the Lord, absorbing his mind in Narayan. Atmani Atmanam Aveshya.
Okay,
then Tadvilokyabja sambhuto vayuna yadadishtitah padmamambascha tatkala krita viryena kampitam. Abja sambhutaha vilokya. Thereafter Brahmaji saw padmam yad adishtitah, the lotus on which he was situated, amba and the water, kampitam. They started trembling again. Tatkala krita viryena vayuna. Because of the powerful tatkala, krita viryena vayuna kampitam ambaha. Because of the powerful wind of devastation, the water and the lotus again started shaking. The situation didn't change. So Prabhupada writes in this purport, the material world is called illusory because it is a place of forgetfulness of the transcendental service of the Lord. Thus, one engaged in the Lord's devotional service in the material world may sometimes be very much disturbed by awkward circumstances. There is a declaration of war between the two parties, the illusory energy and the devotee. And sometimes the weak devotees fall victim to the onslaught of the powerful illusory energy. Lord Brahma, however, was sufficiently strong by the causeless mercy of the Lord, and he could not be victimized by the material energy. Although it gave him cause for anxiety when it managed to totter the existence of his position. Literally, the lotus was shaking. So So he could fall down from there into the water.
Tapasa hyeda manena vidyaya chatma samstaya vivritta vijnana balo nyapad vayum sahambasa. Vivritta vijnana balaha, powerful with knowledge, Brahmaji, powerful with knowledge, eda manena tapasa. Because of his increased meditation, Brahma had become very powerful with knowledge. Vidyaya and mantra worship. Atma samstaya, fixed on the Supreme Lord. Nyapad vayum saha ambasa. He destroyed the wind along with the water. This time he was equipped. Edamanena tapasa vivriddha vijnana balaha. By his increased meditation, he had become powerful with knowledge. And with vidyaya. Edamanena tapasa vidyaya. Because these are the two things that the Supreme Lord recommended Brahmaji to perform. So he recommended that perform meditation and mantra worship. Meditate on my form and perform mantra worship. And by such a worship and meditation, Brahmaji had become powerful with knowledge. And with that knowledge, he destroyed the wind along with the water. This was also predicted by the Supreme Lord. And Prabhupada writes a beautiful purport here. Lord Brahma's struggle for existence is a personal example of the continued fight between the living entities in the material world and the illusory energy called Maya. Beginning from Brahma down to this age, the living entities are struggling with the forces of material nature. By advanced knowledge in science and transcendental realization, one can try to control the material energy which works against our endeavors. And in the modern age, advanced material scientific knowledge and penance have played very wonderful roles in controlling the powers of the material energy. Such control of the material energy, however, can be most successfully carried out if one is a soul surrendered unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead and carries out his order in the spirit of loving transcendental service. Like that. Then
tadvilokya viyadvyapi pushkaram yadadishtitam anena lokan praklinan kalpitasmi tyachintayat.
Vilokya tat pushkaram yadadishtitam. Seeing that the lotus on which he was situated, viyadvyapi, it spread up to the satyaloka, achintayat, he thought, anena lokan kalpitasmi iti. He thought, I think I can create the planets. Praglinan, as they were before the destruction of this lotus, I think the same way I will create. He got that inspiration. Then okay.
Padmakosham tadavishya bhagavat karma choditaha ekam vyabhangshit uruda trida bhavyam dvisaptada.
Same thing we saw in the previous prayers of Brahma.
Inspired to do work by the Lord, bhagavat karma choditaha. Karma choditaha bhagavat. Inspired to work by the Lord. Padmakosham tadavishya. Brahma entered into the world of the lotus. Ekam vyabhangshit, and he divided the one lotus into trida, three divisions, and then bhavyam dvisaptada, and later into 14 divisions, uruda, in order to produce varieties. So here,
Later, he divided into 14 divisions.
Etavan jiva lokasya samsta vedas samahrutaha dharmasya hyanimittasya vipaka parameshtyasau.
The production of the various places suitable for the 14 types of jivas was entrusted to Brahma. because he was mature in meditation and worship. Dharmasya vipakah. And animittasya, without material desires. Two qualifications of Brahma is indicated here. Animittasya and dharmasya vipakah. Dharmasya vipakah means? Mature in meditation and worship. And animittasya means? Without material desires. So these two were the qualifications of Brahma because of which he was entrusted with creating this material universe. Dharmasya vipakaha animittasya. Like that. So then Vidura uvacha yatatta bahu rupasya harer adbhuta karmanah kalakyam lakshanam brahman yata varnayana prabho. O prabho, my dear lord, O brahman, O greatly learned sage Maitreya, yata nah varnaya, please describe to me kala akyam lakshanam. Please talk about the lakshana of kala. What are the symptoms of time? Atta, which you had mentioned, Harehe, and that which belongs to the Supreme Lord, Bahurupasya, and which has many, many forms, Adbhuta Karmanah, which belonged to the Supreme Lord Hari, who has many forms and who performs astonishing pastimes. So basically, he's asking, please talk about the, about Kalasya Lakshanam, about the nature of time. What are the symptoms of time? Okay, let's continue. Maitreya uvacha gunavyatikarakaro nirvishesho pratishtitah purushastad upadanam atmanam lilaya srijat. So now he is going to indicate 13 characteristics, 7 characteristics of time. Okay, 7 characteristics of time. Remember, you have to recall these 7 characteristics. First, guna vyatikara akaraha. If you remember, when the glance of Mahavishnu was discussed in the 5th chapter, kalat guna vyatikaraha, parinamat svabhavataha, karmano janma mahataha, purushadishtitadabhut. We saw in the 5th chapter. Kalat guna vyatikaraha. Agitating the gunas, that is the first characteristic of time. Guna vyatikara akara. Time, whose true nature is known through the interaction of the gunas, is nirvisheshaha. It has no particular attributes. Second, apratishtitaha, which means it has no beginning, no end. Teen ho gaya. The Supreme Lord created the universe which has time as its efficient cause. Upadanam. The efficient cause of this universe is time. So 4 characteristics of time we have seen in this verse. What are the 4? Guna vyatikara akara. The cause of agitation of the gunas. Second, nirvisheshanam. Without any attributes. Third, apratishtitam. Means no beginning, no end. Fourth,
upadanakara.
Efficient cause. Tad upadanam. Tad upadanam means the efficient cause. Okay. Few sections of Prabhupada's purport I'll read. You can just tell me what Prabhupada is talking about. The impersonal time factor is the background of the material manifestation as the instrument of the Supreme Lord. Tadupadanam. Impersonal time factor, okay, nirvisheshanam. Yeah, that also correct. It is the ingredient of assistance offered to material nature. Same thing. Huh?
Same.
No one knows where time began and where it ends. Apratishtitam. And it is time only which can keep a record of the creation, maintenance and destruction of the material manifestation. This time factor is the material cause of creation and is therefore a self-expansion of the personality of Godhead. Time is considered the impersonal feature of the Lord.
Nirvisheshanam.
Nirvisheshaha. Time is the basic measurement of the activity of our senses by which we calculate past, present and future. But in factual calculation, time has no beginning and no end. Apratishtita. Pandit Chanakya says that even a slight fraction of time cannot be purchased with millions of dollars, and therefore even a moment of time lost without profit must be calculated as the greatest loss of time. Therefore, Jiva Goswami concludes that the time factor is intermixed with the activities, actions and reactions of the external energy of the Lord. The external energy or material nature works under the superintendence of the time factor as the Lord Himself. And that is why material nature appears to have produced so many wonderful things in the cosmic manifestation. What is Prabhupada talking about? Tadupadanam. Effective cause. Okay. So four qualities out of seven over, three more remaining. Vishvam vai brahma tanmatram samstitam vishnu mayaya ishvarena parichinnam kalena vyakta murtina. Vishvam, this universe, samstitam vishnu mayaya, which is firmly established by the maya of Vishnu. Brahma tanmatram, whose cause is the Lord. Parichinnam is divided into various planets and living beings. Kalena avyakta murtina, by time whose form is invisible. Ishvarena, and which is a representative of the Lord's power. So, the fifth quality is that the basis of division of the 14 planetary systems is time. Each planetary system has a different unit of time. Okay? So therefore, in Swarga the time is longer. In Brahmaloka the time is longest. Bhuloka it is very short. Like that. So the basis of division of the planetary systems is time. That is the fifth. Bhur Bhuva Swarga, I know. Beyond Swarga, they are Kalpavasis. Mahar, Jana, Tapa and Satyaloka, they all have same time frame. Bhur Bhuva Swarga, I know for sure that it differs. Below that, whether it differs or not, I don't know. Who? Destroys like that. Okay. So, fifth quality is parichinnam. Vishvam parichinnam. This universe is divided into various planets and living beings by time. Kalena. Vishwam Kalena Parichinnam. Fifth. And then sixth is Ishwarena. It is a representative of the Lord's power. And the seventh quality is indicated here in 13th verse. Yatedanim tatagrecha paschadapyetadidrisham. As the universe exists now, it existed before devastation and will exist after devastation. Which means time is cyclic. That is the seventh characteristic of time. Okay, so who wants to recall the seven characteristics of time? Seven characteristics of time. Guna vyatikarakara. Agitator of guna. Second. Apratishtitam, without beginning and end. Nirvisheshanam, without qualities. Upadanam. Efficient cause.
Parichinnam.
Uske pehle ek aur baki hai.
Bas na, ho gaya na.
Four na.
Char. Uske baad panch.
Oh, four. Yeah. Four in the first. Next is Vishwam Kalena Parichinnam. It divides the universe. Five, six, Ishwarena. It is the power of the Supreme Lord. And seventh is, it is cyclic. Okay. They are the qualities of, characteristics of time. In brief, it is mentioned here. In more detail, it will be mentioned later when it comes to the 11th chapter, next chapter, and also in the Kapiladeva section also it will be mentioned in detail. Okay. So now let's hear about Brahmaji's creation in brief. That is the second half of this chapter. Sargo navavidastasya prakrito vaikritastuyaha kaladravyagunairasya trivida pratisankramaha. There are nine types of creation. Creation is nine types, but these nine can be divided into two. Prakrita and Vaikrita creation. Okay. Of this, six are elemental, Prakrita, and three are Vaikrita, created by Brahma. Six are carried out by Karanadakasai Vishnu and three by Brahma. Sargo Navavidaha. And tenth type of creation is a combination of Prakrita and Vaikrita. Mixed creation. Okay. Asya trivida pratisankramaha. There are three kinds of destruction. Okay. They are kala, dravya, gunaihi. Kala means destruction at the end of Brahma's life. Dravya means destruction at the end of Brahma's day. Secondary creation, partial destruction. And gunaihi means destruction of the individual bodies by karma, death. Like that, 10 types of creation and three types of destruction are mentioned here. Living in individual living. Okay, let's continue. Adhyastu mahatas sargo guna vaishamyam atmanah dvitiyastvahamo yatra dravya jnana kriyodayah. So prakrita sarga we are seeing now. How many types of Prakrita Sarga are there?
Six.
How many types of Vaikrita creation?
Three.
How many types of mixed creation?
One.
Total? Ten. The first creation is the creation of the Mahat Tattva from Pradhan. Same we saw in the first chapter. Nothing different. Adhyastu Mahatas Sarga. First is the creation of Mahat Tattva. Guna Vaishamya Matmanaha. In which there is disturbance of gunas caused by the Lord. That is the first creation. Creation of Mahattattva. Dvitiyastu Ahamaha. Ahamaha means Ahankar. From Mahattattva, Ahankar is created. Second is the creation of false ego. Yatra Dravya Jnana Kriya Udayaha. From which the five gross elements, Dravya, knowledge senses, Kriya, sense devatas, jnana, mind, jnana, action senses, kriya are generated. Two swargas are over, two creations.
భూతసర్గస్తృతీయస్తు తన్మాత్రో ద్రవ్యశక్తిమాన్ చతుర్థ ఐంద్రియ సర్గో యస్తు జ్ఞానక్రియాత్మక. భూతసర్గస్తృతీయస్తు ద క్రియేషన్ ఆఫ్ మ్యాటర్ ఈస్ దట్ ఆఫ్ ద తన్మాత్రాస్ తన్మాత్ర ఓకే విచ్ హ్యావ్ ద పవర్ టు ప్రొడ్యూస్ గ్రాస్ ఎలిమెంట్స్ ద్రవ్యశక్తిమాన్. సో తన్మాత్రాస్ ఆర్ క్రియేటెడ్ ఫస్ట్ అండ్ తన్మాత్రాస్ ఫ్రమ్ ద తన్మాత్రాస్ ద ఎలిమెంట్ ఇస్ క్రియేటెడ్. సో దట్ ఈస్ తృతీయ సర్గ క్రియేషన్ ఆఫ్ తామస అహంకార ఇస్ తృతీయ సర్గ. చతుర్థ జ్ఞాన క్రియాత్మక ఐంద్రియ సర్గ. చతుర్థ ద ఫోర్త్ క్రియేషన్ ఇస్ జ్ఞానాత్మక ఇంద్రియ క్రియాత్మక ఇంద్రియ సర్గ. క్రియేషన్ ఆఫ్ ద జ్ఞానేంద్రియాస్ అండ్ కర్మేంద్రియాస్ ఇస్ ది ఫోర్త్ క్రియేషన్. ఓకే వైకారికో దేవ సర్గ పంచమో యన్మయం మనః షష్ఠస్తు తమస సర్గో యస్త్వబుద్ధికృత ప్రభో. ద ఫిఫ్త్ ఈస్ ది క్రియేషన్ ఆఫ్ ద సెన్స్ దేవతాస్ అండ్ ద మైండ్ ఫ్రమ్ అహంకార అండ్ సత్వ. ద సిక్స్త్ క్రియేషన్ ఇస్ ద క్రియేషన్ ఆఫ్ ఇగ్నరెన్స్. షష్ఠస్తు తమస సర్గ విచ్ ఇస్ ప్రొడ్యూస్డ్ బై ద అవిద్యాశక్తి ఆఫ్ ద లార్డ్ అండ్ విచ్ బివిల్డర్స్ ద జీవ. యస్తు ప్రభో అబుద్ధికృత. ప్రభోహో ద జీవ హూ ఇస్ బియాండ్ బట్ అబుద్ధికృత హీ బెవిల్డర్స్ హిమ్ ఆల్సో. దట్ ఈస్ ది సిక్స్త్ క్రియేషన్. సో శ్రీల విశ్వనాథ ఠాకూర్ కమెంటింగ్ హియర్ హీ సేస్ ద ఫస్ట్ ఫైవ్ ఆర్ రిలేటెడ్ టు ట్రాన్స్ఫర్మేషన్స్ ఆఫ్ ద ప్రధాన్. ద సిక్స్త్ దట్ ఈస్ క్రియేషన్ ఆఫ్ ఇగ్నరెన్స్ ఈస్ అ డిఫరెంట్ టైప్ ఆఫ్ అండర్టేకింగ్. దిస్ ఈస్ అ క్రియేషన్ ఆఫ్ ద అవిద్యాశక్తి ఆఫ్ ద లార్డ్ విచ్ బెవిల్డర్స్ ద జీవ. ద మీనింగ్ ఇస్ దిస్. హియర్ ది ఎక్స్ప్లెనేషన్ కమ్స్. మాయా హ్యాస్ త్రీ కండిషన్స్ ప్రధాన్ అవిద్య అండ్ విద్య. బై ప్రధాన్ ద ఎలిమెంట్స్ ఫ్రమ్ మహత్తత్వ టు అర్త్ ఆర్ క్రియేటెడ్. దీస్ ఆర్ రియల్ క్రియేషన్స్ బై విచ్ ది గ్రాస్ అండ్ సటిల్ బాడీస్ ఆఫ్ ద జీవాస్ ఆర్ క్రియేటెడ్. ఫ్రమ్ ప్రధాన్ ద గ్రాస్ అండ్ సటిల్ బాడీస్ ఆఫ్ ద జీవాస్ ఆర్ క్రియేటెడ్. బై అవిద్య ఫైవ్ టైప్స్ ఆఫ్ ఇగ్నోరెన్స్ ఆర్ క్రియేటెడ్. వాట్ ఆర్ దే? అవిద్య, అస్మిత, రాగ, ద్వేష అండ్ అభినివేశ్. దీస్ ఆర్ నాట్ రియల్. వాట్ ఈస్ క్రియేటెడ్ బై ప్రధాన్ ఇస్ రియల్. వాట్ ఈస్ క్రియేటెడ్ బై అవిద్య ఇస్ అన్ ఇల్యూజన్. దేర్ఫోర్ ద వరల్డ్ కంపోజ్డ్ ఆఫ్ రియల్ అండ్ అన్రియల్ ఈస్ ప్రొడ్యూస్డ్ బై ప్రధాన్ అండ్ అవిద్య. బై విద్య ద నాలెడ్జ్ టు డిస్ట్రాయ్ దీస్ ఫైవ్ టైప్స్ ఆఫ్ అవిద్య ఇస్ క్రియేటెడ్. Okay, we'll continue. Yeah. First five and then sixth is creation of avidya. First five are creation of pradhan. Last is creation of avidya. Shadime prakrita sarga vaikritanapi me shrunu rajo bhajo bhagavato lile yam hari me dasaha. Shad ime prakrita sarga. Ime shad. These six. ప్రాకృత సర్గ అరైజ్ ఫ్రమ్ ద లార్డ్స్ మాయాశక్తి ప్రకృతి. దర్ ఫోర్ దే ఆర్ కాల్డ్ ప్రాకృత సర్గ. వైకృతాన్ అపి మే శృణు. నౌ హియర్ అబౌట్ ది సెకండరీ క్రియేషన్. ఇయం రజో బాజో భగవతో లీలా. దిస్ ఈస్ అ పాస్ట్ టైమ్ ఆఫ్ బ్రహ్మ. యు వాంట్ వాటర్? This is the pastime of Brahma. Rajo Bhajo Bhagavato Leela. Hari Medasaha, who possesses the Lord in his intelligence. That Brahma, his Leela is this Vaikrita Sarga. Secondary creation. Next. సప్తమో ముఖ్య సర్గస్థో షడ్విధస్తస్తుషాంచయ వనస్పతి ఓషధీ లతా త్వక్సారా వీరుదో ద్రుమాః. సప్తమో తస్తుషాం, ది సెవెంత్ క్రియేషన్ ఇస్ క్రియేషన్ ఆఫ్ ఇమ్మొబైల్ బీయింగ్స్. ముఖ్య సర్గ, ద ఫస్ట్ ఎంటిటీస్ టు బి క్రియేటెడ్ బై బ్రహ్మ, దే ఆర్ ఆఫ్ సిక్స్ టైప్స్, షడ్విధ. వాట్ ఆర్ దే? వనస్పతి, ఓషధి, లత. వనస్పతి మీన్స్ ట్రీస్ వితౌట్ ఫ్లవర్స్ బట్ ఫ్రూట్. విచ్ ఆర్ సచ్ ట్రీస్? కెన్ యూ థింక్ ఆఫ్ సమ్ ట్రీ? ఫనస్. ఇట్ హాస్ నో ఫ్లవర్స్. నై ఎగ్జాంపుల్ ఇస్ గివెన్. ఓకే, ఓకే, దిస్ వన్. ఓషధి ఇస్ యానువల్స్. యానువల్స్ మీన్స్ జో సాల్మే అక్బర్ నై, దే హ్యావ్ టు బి రీప్లాంటెడ్ ఎవ్రీ ఇయర్. ఏక్ సీజన్ కే బాద్ ఉన్కా ఖతమ్ హో జాతా హై, లైక్ గోండా ఇస్ దేర్, యు ప్లాంట్ ఇట్, ఇట్ విల్ గివ్ 4 months కా సైకిల్ హై ఉస్కా. యు పుట్ ద సీడ్ విల్ టేక్ 2 months టు కమ్ టు ఫ్లవరింగ్ స్టేజ్, ఇట్ విల్ గివ్ ఫ్లవర్స్ ఫర్ 2 months అండ్ దెన్ యూ హావ్ టు, ఇట్ విల్ డై. యానువల్స్, దే ఆర్ కాల్డ్ యానువల్స్. Fixed. And then there are perennials. Perennials are salo sal rehta hai. Yeah. Many of the sabjis are annuals. Like that. So that is oshadi. Latas are creepers. Taksara means bamboos. Virudaha, bushes. Drumaha, trees. Creation of immobile living entities are 6 types. వనస్పతి, ఓషధి, లతా, త్వక్సార, వీరుదహ, అంద్రుమా. అండ్ వాట్ ఇస్ దర్ నేచర్? ఉత్స్రోతస్తమప్రాయ అంతఃస్పర్శ విశేషిణ. ఉత్స్రోత, దే డిస్ట్రిబ్యూట్ దర్ నరిష్మెంట్ అప్వర్డ్స్, నీచేసే ఉపర్. అంగ్రిపాహ, అంగ్రిపా నీచేసే పీతే. తమప్రాయ, దే ఆర్ ఆల్మోస్ట్ అన్కాన్షియస్. Almost unconscious, which means tamapraya. But antasparsha, but they have feeling of pain within on being cut. Visheshinaha. So many, you are involved in laying the roads. So many trees we had to JCB say see the first few times. Actually such acts, you know, makes you little hard-hearted. Actually first time we paid obeisances, chanted Mahamantra, and then, you know, with great heavy heart removed the first tree. By the time the 10th tree was removed, Oda Sila. Droom, droom, droom. And then chalai jata, you know, it's like very...
There is no procedure for
initiation.
Huh?
Plant is from a new trees. He wanted to save the old tree.
Old
tree.
Depends on how big the tree is. Or Manmohan Prabhu has the experience of shifting trees. How many are remaining? How many are remaining? All are remaining.
Only three could save. Three could be saved.
Three. Out of?
Out of 4-5. We tried only 4-5.
Acha. Okay. And visheshinaha, they are not fixed in size and they have unlimited varieties. That is the nature of this 7th sarga. First vaikrita sarga by Brahmaji.
విచ్ ఇస్ తీన్ ఉత్స్రోత ఉత్స్రోత తిరశ్చాం అండ్ అర్వాక్ శ్రోత త్రీ కైండ్స్ ఆఫ్ క్రియేషన్ బై బ్రహ్మ ఓకే సో ఉత్స్రోత ఇస్ ఫస్ట్ థింగ్ తిరశ్చాం అష్టమ సర్గ సోష్టవింశద్విదో మత అవిదో భూరి తమసో గ్రాణజ్ఞాకృత్య వేదినః తిరశ్చాం అష్టమ సర్గ సర్గ తిరశ్చాం మీన్స్ వాట్ హరిజాంటల్ ఓకే దాట్ విచ్ డిస్ట్రిబ్యూట్ దర్ నరిష్మెంట్ హరిజాంటలీ హరిజాంటల్ డిస్ట్రిబ్యూటర్స్ అండ్ దే ఆర్ అష్టవింశద్ విధ 28 వెరైటీస్ ఆఫ్ తిరశ్చాం అనిమల్స్ వాట్ ఈస్ దర్ నేచర్ అవిధ దే హ్యావ్ నో కాన్సెప్ట్ ఆఫ్ ఫ్యూచర్ భూరి తమస దే ఆర్ ప్రీ ఆక్యుపైడ్ ఓన్లీ విత్ ఫుడ్ అండ్ ఘ్రాణజ్ఞ దేర్ మోస్ట్ పవర్ఫుల్ సెన్స్ ఇస్ దర్ సెన్స్ ఆఫ్ స్మెల్ సుంగ్ సుంకే సమజ్ జాతే అండ్ హృది అవేదిన క్యా వాట్ కేమ్ ఫ్రమ్ నాసిక్ నా హృది అవేదిన అంటే ఆర్ డివైడ్ ఆఫ్ లెంగ్దీ డెలిబరేషన్ ఓకే దే ఆర్ డివైడ్ ఆఫ్ లెంగ్దీ డెలిబరేషన్ ఓకే దే కెన్ నాట్ థింక్ ఫర్ జాతా సోచితే నై లైక్ దట్ దే డోంట్ ప్లాన్ టూ మచ్ ఫర్ దట్ ఫ్యూచర్ హూ ఇస్ ప్రాక్టీసింగ్
యోగా
భక్తి యోగా
బోల్
శంఖ బజానా భీ ఆతా
ఎనీవే దెన్ సో 28 మే క్యా క్యా ఆతా హై గౌరజో మహిష కృష్ణ సూకరో గవయోరురుహు ద్విషపా ద్విషపా పశవశ్చేమే అవిర్ ఉష్ట్రశ్చ సత్తమ ఓ విదురా ద ఎయిత్ క్రియేషన్ ఇన్క్లూడ్స్ కౌస్ గోట్స్ బఫలోస్ అండ్ బ్లాక్ డియర్ కృష్ణ పిగ్స్ వైల్డ్ ఆక్స్ అండ్ యాంటిలోప్స్ షీప్స్ అండ్ క్యామల్స్ దే ఆల్ హ్యావ్ క్లోవన్ హూవ్స్ క్లోవన్ హూవ్స్ మీన్స్ దిస్ కా హూవ్స్ ఆర్ దో దో రైతా హై నా యు హావ్ సీన్ కౌస్ ఆల్సో దో దో పార్ట్స్ రైతా హై ఉన్కా క్లోవన్ హూవ్స్ బోల్తే హై ఉస్కో హార్స్ కా సింగల్ సో దే ఆర్ ఫస్ట్ ఇస్ క్లోవన్ హూవ్స్ ఓకే సెకండ్ కరోశ్వోశ్వత రోగౌర శరభశ్చమరీ తథా ఏతే చైకషఫాక్షత్త శృణు పంచనకాన్ పశూన్ ఓ విదుర డాంకీస్ హార్సెస్ మ్యూల్స్ గౌర డియర్ శరభాస్ అండ్ యాక్స్ డు నాట్ హ్యావ్ క్లోవన్ హూవ్స్ మతలబ్ ఏకశఫ ఓ ద్విషఫ ఏ ఏకశఫ ఇట్స్ నాట్ క్లోవన్ ఇట్స్ నాట్ టూ ఓన్లీ వన్ దే హ్యావ్ శృణు పంచనకాన్ పశూన్ నౌ హియర్ అబౌట్ ద అనిమల్స్ విచ్ హ్యావ్ ఫైవ్ నెయిల్స్ సో బేసికలీ ది సెకండ్ కేటగిరీ ద ఎయిత్ క్రియేషన్ మే తిరశ్చాం మే డిఫరెంట్ కేటగిరీస్ ఆర్ బీయింగ్ మెన్షన్ ఫస్ట్ ఇస్ ద్విషఫ ఏకశఫ దెన్ థర్డ్ ఇస్ అనిమల్స్ విత్ ఫైవ్ నెయిల్స్ శ్వశృగాలో భృగో వ్యాఘ్రో మార్జార శశశల్లకౌ సింహ కపిర్గజ కూర్మో గోదాచ మకరాదయ డాగ్స్ జాకల్స్ వుల్స్ టైగర్స్ క్యాట్స్ రాబిట్స్ పార్క్యుపైన్స్ లయన్స్ మంకీస్ ఎలిఫెంట్స్ టర్టిల్స్ లిజార్డ్స్ అండ్ అలిగేటర్స్ హ్యావ్ ఫైవ్ నెయిల్స్ నౌ ఫోర్త్ కేటగిరీ ఇన్ దిస్ ఇస్ బర్డ్స్ దే ఆల్సో కమ్ ఇన్ ది కేటగిరీ ఆఫ్ తిరశ్చాం No. This is separate. Ekashafa, Dvishafa, Panchanaka, and the fourth is birds. Kankagridrabakashena Bhasa Bhalluka Barhinaha Hamsasarasa Chakrahva Kako Lukadaya Kagaha. Kagaha means birds. Herons, vultures, cranes, hawks, birds of prey, bhallukas, peacocks, swans, Indian cranes, chakravakas, crows and owls are the birds. Fourth category. Okay? So four different categories you can divide the tirascham. 28, you counted? Given, yeah, 28 types. Given, yeah. Yeah, right, Ashtavimshat. But did you count? Okay, you didn't count. Yeah, probably they are the examples. Okay, let's count. Let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. I doubt. 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24. 25. So, no, it's not that. These are just examples. Okay. Maybe there must be further subdivisions, probably. Okay. Yeah, no, not mentioned. Four broad divisions are mentioned. Birds. Is it mentioned like that? Huh? Acha. Okay. So next. Arvak srotastu navama kshattar ekavidon rinam rajodika karma para dukke cha sukamaninah. O Vidura, the ninth class consists of beings in which the food is distributed downwards. Arvak Srotaha. There is only one class, human beings. Eka Vidon Rinam. No one else, not even monkeys. Huh? Right, yeah. Okay. Who have a predominance of Rajas, Rajo Adhikaha, there it was Tamapraya. Here it is Rajo Adhikaha, predominantly in mode of passion. Karma Para, they are very dedicated to their work. They think that without work, how one can survive? They are very convinced that without working, without doing my job, I cannot survive. Dukke cha sukamanina, who think themselves happy even in distress. These are like creations and classic symptoms of what Brahmaji has created. Dukke cha sukamanina, karma para.
These are applicable in all ages.
Praya means mostly, which means pure devotees are excluded.
Devotees are struggling.
Struggling devotees also maybe fall in this category. Okay, next. Yeah. Next. Vaikritastraya evaite deva sargascha sattama vaikarikastu yaprokta kaumarastu bayatmakaha. These are the three secondary creations by Brahma. Vaikritaha trayaha. Deva sargaha, in addition, the creation of the devatas, yaha proktaha, who as described previously, were also produced from ahankar in sattvaguna and are thus Prakrita creation. So we ask, these devatas, were they created after Brahma or before Brahma? before Brahma. Sense devatas, they are prakrita creation only, they are not vaikrita creation. The creation, they come under the prakrita creation only. The creation of Kumaras by Brahma is said to be both prakrita and vaikrita. Kumaras, kaumaraha tu ubayatmakaha. So creation of Kumaras and others is said to be dual creation. So here Srila Vishwanatha Thakur clarifies, he says, a creation of devatas also occurs in the creation made by Brahma later, called Vaikrita. So Brahmaji also creates some devatas, but the sense devatas are created by Ahankar only. That is Prakrita creation. Kumara's creation is said to be both Prakrita and Vaikrita because by Brahma's meditation on the Lord, they are generated both by Brahma and the Supreme Lord. Therefore, they are called mixed creation, Prakrita and Vaikrita. Like that.
They are the only of that.
That's what is mentioned here. Yeah. Semigods of senses, yeah, same one. They are created by, they are Prakrita creation only. Maybe they are expansions. Deva sargas chashta vidho vibhudaha pitaro suraha gandharvapsara sasiddha yaksharakshamsi charanaha bhuta preta pishachascha vidyadra kinnaradayaha dashete vidurakyata sargaste vishvasrikritaha. The creation of the devatas has 8 divisions. The devatas, pitras, asuras, gandharvas, apsaras, yakshas and rakshasas. Siddhas, charanas and vidyadharas. Bhutas, pretas and pishachas. And kinnaras, kimpurushas and others. Like that, it has 8 divisions. I have thus described to you these 10 types of creation. The Supreme Lord performed these creations. Ata param pravakshami vamshan manvantarani cha evam rajapluta srashta kalpa deshvatma burharihi sridatyamoga sankalpa atmai vatmana matmana. I will now describe the dynasties and the manvantaras, periods of Manus. The Supreme Lord Paramatma becoming the creator Brahma with unfailing determination creates himself in another form by his own energy. Thus end the Bhaktivedanta purports of the 3rd canto 10th chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam entitled Divisions of the Creation. 5 minutes before we completed. So tomorrow we can conveniently, hopefully, complete the 11th chapter. Time. Okay. Srila Prabhupada ki, Srimad Bhagavatam ki. Questions you can give me.